brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
For a couple segments coming up in the next break. He tried to call in yesterday but couldn't get through. That's always cool to have Ted Nugent call in. So we got Ted Nugent, Uncle Ted, popping in. And I know I was hyperventilating earlier. They're openly teaching the military that all Christians, Catholics, Protestants are evil terrorists and putting them in briefings next to Al-Qaeda. I mean, if that isn't a bad government, I don't know what is. I mean, I'm sick of it. And next they're going to call you conspiracy theorist if you don't like being called a terrorist. So that's all coming up. I mean, this is Twilight Zone, but tyranny is Twilight Zone. And people just can't believe it's happening in every generation. If you do wake up and say no, you get freedom. If you don't wake up, we go into hell. Let's go to Nick and then Eric and then Philip and Ron. We're going to get to all of you. Nick in Alabama, thanks for holding her on the air.
Yes, sir. I wanted to give you and the crew good props and a heads up saying that not only do you guys exactly tell what's going on out there, but you cite your sources. Back when I was in high school, if I tried to write a report and didn't cite my sources, I failed. I watch a lot of different and I listen to a lot of different types of media. And when it comes down to it, you guys really sort of like tell people where to go.
Yeah, that's right. If I say the FBI's unified crime reports say that violent crime has dropped 49% since 1991 to 2011, the numbers are always 2 years behind, I put it on screen, show us the URL clicking, and then show the numbers broken down on screen. If I tell you they just bought another 200 million bullets, I link to the new purchase order. And when they attack us, notice they never do. That's, I mean, because they think you're stupid. There's the proof right there. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, I really wish I had the gonads like you did, because if I did, then I'd be out there too trying to basically do maybe in more of a NPR type of wispy voice that would like sort of present the truth and da da da.
But exactly. They did get the bullets.
Well, I mean, here's the deal.
Good.
I'm a high-energy guy. I can only do this show if I get ramped up. The reason I'm so ramped up is I am actually exhausted. And so if I don't go 110%, then I couldn't do the show. So there's either, you know, there's fifth gear. That's the only gear I've got. Well, I got first gear and fifth gear. I don't have any in-between gears. What about you?
I'm either all the way or none at all. I try to do my best, but and I try not to get too popular. But of course, when you try your best,
Listen. You've got to have big huevos, big gonads, not to fight this 110%. If this comes in, we're all in deep crap. Okay, so when I'm conscripting you. Right now, I'm drafting you to the Liberty Army. Do a YouTube channel. Don't show your face. Put up images while you talk. You can do screen captures, you name it. And start doing a daily or weekly show right now. Commit to this fight now, brother. We need every able-bodied man and woman to engage the enemy 110% now. They're scared right now. See, I have a spirit of victory in me. We all have it. But I'm here to light your fire, brother. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come and set the night on fire. And we're going to set the Republic back on fire for liberty. And I want you to light everybody else's fire. That's why I like Ted Nugent. Anything else?
I really feel like we need more leaders like you out there, and I really appreciate the fight you're going at.
Well, God bless you. We do need more leaders. And listen. They're going to spin it when I point out that Obama is funding al-Qaeda in Libya and Syria to destabilize, or that they put al-Qaeda light in control of Egypt. And say, oh, it's an inside job. Oh. They spin that when all I'm saying is our government and NATO continues to fund radical Muslims. That's wrong. Then they spin that to say I'm pro-radical Muslim. Again, all they've got is lies. No, I do. I am against the radical Muslims, and I don't like EU, NATO, the left funding them. Obama is allied with al-Qaeda. Okay, that's what's going on right now. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with Ted Nugent. Stay with us.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. To learn more, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. Then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention, May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And I prescribe the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, this is pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I will be there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Glidden. I'm doing the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll see you at the Youngevity Conference in May.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
That's got to be the prettiest guitar in the world. That is better than Beethoven. And I, of course, say that when Ted Nugent isn't even joining us. Let's just listen to that for just a moment. The rock and roll anthem, Black Power. Brought to you by Ted Nugent, America's number one Second Amendment defender, upping the game, radicalizing the patriots. The truth is they're scared of us being radical. They're radical tyrants. They're radical collectivist scumbags. And they want us to sit there and be milquetoast and be friendly. That's all over. You get hardcore or it's over, America. You demand the freedom back. They're now in Army Manual since he was on Fox News. Army Manual saying all Catholics, evangelical Christians, are in with Al-Qaeda. We can put that on screen. They now have Army colonels coming out in the Army War College saying Christians, and focus on the family, just mainline Christians are extreme. They're saying any gun ownership is extreme. Well, you know what? You don't then cower to that. I mean, next they're going to call, Andy from Mayberry extreme. That's what they hate, because that is diametrically opposed to their socially engineered society. So out comes like a bull in a china shop. like a tiger jumping on a buck-toothed little mindless New World Order gazelle. Here comes Ted Nugent. Here comes Alex Jones out of the gates, and they hate it. And Ted, Uncle Ted of TedNugent.com on tour right now, he is out of the gates explosively, and we are so honored to have him join us until the bottom of the hour, and there's so much to cover. I got a bunch of questions, Uncle Ted, but first off, you've got the floor. What is front and center, stream of consciousness, with the man who picked up the mantle from Charlton Heston?
Well, thank you for that introduction, Alex, and I bring you greetings and a salute from Working Hard and Playing Hard America. I'm on tour right now. And before we get into the bad and the ugly, because there's unlimited bad and the ugly, I thought I'd just start out by celebrating that there is still a lot of good. I meet with Working Hard, Playing Hard families every day on tour. You know, I don't just show up into town and then play my music and order room service. I hang out with cops and teachers and heroes of the military and, you know, welders and plumbers, just great, great families. You know, the people that live the self-evident truth and that put their heart and soul into being the best they can be. And what we believe in, what we know to be happy in America, is well known, better known now than ever. And there is a positive energy of defiance and of voter retaliation taking place out there, because the corruption and abuse of power in this government is at an all-time evil and criminal.
You're absolutely right. You know, the establishment, the corrupt kleptocrats, are really doubling down, and I think that's because they know they're in trouble. The real spirit of 1776 is rising again. Why do you think that's happening?
Well, again, you don't have to go far. I mean, let's just go to the correspondence dinner, the media and the celebrity stupid orgy. And I'm sure you watched it, because we have to know how the enemy operates. And I hope that everybody can YouTube or witness the masterful, the absolute Goebbels, Hitler-type deceit from President Barack Hussein Obama. This guy has been so groomed and so nurtured and so trained on his masterful deception, deceit, abuse of power, where he makes jokes as the ultimate deflection, that he looks in the mirror and doesn't see the handsome, tough, rugged Muslim socialist that he was a short while ago. And everybody roars with laughter, because that is some funny stuff. But he does it to make sure that he blows holes in those types of accusations, when the evidence against this man, the evidence against the felony recommending vice president, the felony criminal gun-running attorney general, the felony treasonous Hillary Clinton Secretary of State Benghazi, I mean, it really is beyond the pale what they're getting away with, and how many clueless Americans are buying this crap. And so we have to examine their tactics, because his tactics, you have to admit, Alex, he is the best that I have ever known in the smoke and mirrors and the deception. But that doesn't take away that here's the same guy that will tell America that because the Republicans won't raise the debt ceiling, because we the people won't allow the abandonment of accountability when it comes to spending in the government, and he and his family spend $100 million on vacations, but it's the Republicans' fault that there's not enough money for children's medicine. And it goes on, and then he sends the jets, the most expensive jets we have, to our enemies in Egypt that have already warned us and threatened us that they'll use them against us. I mean, I just hope that Americans who know the scam, the depth of the evil in this scam perpetrated by the corruption in our government and the corrupt officials in our government, I hope we are not sure just listening to Alex Jones, that we are talking to our friends and our colleagues and our fellow workers and our family and our people at church and school. We've got to educate Americans to the level of criminality in this government right now.
I agree with you. If you go up to drudgereport.com, he's got a big giant link up there at the top. We'll put it on screen to mainstream news. Boston Herald, $100,000 a year to the two brothers – that reportedly were involved in the bombing. And then now they're trying to restrict black powder, which I like to hunt with my 50 caliber black powder gun. My son loves to load it and shoot it as well, the one I bought at Cabela's about a year ago. And they're now trying to tell me that I've got to register and do background and then keep a certificate to buy black powder for what somebody that they brought in and funded and protected, five agencies, it was one, two, three, four, five agencies knew what was going on and let these guys do it so they can take my freedom and come after my black powder. What do you say to that, Ted Nugent?
Well, I'm going to do something. I don't know if you've ever done. I don't get to hear your show all the time, Alex, but I talk to a lot of people at these nightly meetings on tour, and these people are real concerned about the corruption and the criminality in our government, so they tell me what a great job you're doing. But let me do something different, because I know the guys in the federal law enforcement agencies. I know the DEA and the ATF and the FBI and the Secret Service. I know the U.S. Marshals. They come to my concerts and we break bread and we compare ammo and we train and we hunt together.
Sure, they were upset about Fast and Furious. I'm just saying it's clear that... why do you think the federal government funded these guys $100,000? I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, it goes into what I'm about to bring up, and that is, hey, my friends in the FBI, where are the warriors? Where are the whistleblowers? How could we investigate? How could the heroes of the FBI, maybe it wasn't the heroes, maybe it wasn't the actual warriors of the FBI, but how do you investigate these guys, check them out, see the list that they're on, see the list that their mother is on, see the jihadist relationship, see the radicalization from the Islamist voodoo punks that these guys were associated with, and then not sound the alarm. What the hell are you guys doing?
Well, I mean, we know it's now Obama's Justice Department. We know good guys blew the whistle on Fast and Furious, but that ended up going nowhere when they were caught red-handed lying, and now they're going to use it to take our basic liberties. I mean, imagine this going on 20 years ago in America. What's your take on them going after black powder?
Well, again, that's smoke and mirrors. It's just like the squalor that President Obama and all his anti-freedom America haters that rallied behind him at the press conference that claimed that you and I don't care about innocent children being slaughtered because we didn't support his big lie, the absolute scam of background check nonsense, which was actually counterproductive to reducing crime and reduce mass murder. Same with the black powder. It's all smoke and mirrors. When you've got a vice president that recommends publicly on television to commit felonies with a double-barreled shotgun to violate all proven tactics for self-defense by blasting your double-barreled shotgun through the door if you think somebody's attacking them, even though it might be your friend, your neighbor, or your child.
Unbelievable.
And then you've got the ATF recommending that somehow black powder muzzleloader hunters might be behind the slaughter of innocents. I mean, Alex, this wouldn't make a believable Saturday Night Live skit.
It wouldn't. That was my next question. What did you make of them foaming at the mouth, trying to find a right-wing patsy or libertarian patsy, and the media even said, we've made an arrest on that Wednesday. It looks like it's going to be a right-winger. Then they said, no, we haven't made an arrest. They were really trying to blame the Tea Party for this bombing.
Well, they've done it so many times in the past because what the Tea Party represents and what you and I represent and what the awakened American represents is an intelligence to the scam. The big scam is being led by the groomed America hater commander in chief. I'm gonna hit you with something even more ugly and just heartbreaking and anti-American than anything else. I bet you've covered this, Alex. We have an epidemic, an unprecedented increase in heroes of the U.S. military committing suicide, and I'm going to tell you why. And I'm sure the leftist blogs are going to attack me, misquote me, but I'll tell you why more and more warrior heroes of the military are killing themselves. Because they are in absolute frustration and heartbreak that their boss, their commander-in-chief, violates the Constitution that he has made an oath to while their hero warrior blood Koch brothers are being blown to smithereens and blown up while executing their oath to the same Constitution that the President, the Vice President, and the Attorney General violate. There is a heartbreak.
Incredible. Stay there, Ted Nugent. I'm going to come back and recap that. Ted Nugent of TedNugent.com is our guest. I'm Alex Jones of InfoWars.com.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Final segment with Ted Nugent. Again, I'm your host, Alex Jones. If you just joined us, Ted, I want you to recap what you said because the break cut you off. And that's powerful info. You travel the country. I don't think there's probably anybody out there that talks to more troops when they're off duty than you. I think that's fair to say. So I've been to one of your concerts. Probably a third of the people there are active duty. You're in Naples, Florida right now. Why are they committing suicide at sevenfold the previous record of Vietnam?
Well, you know, nobody can say conclusively, but you're right, Alex. If I'm a blessed man, it's not just because of my family and my incredible team, my band and my crew and all the positive, unbelievable people that I get to hang out with. But the ultimate blessing is the nonstop time I spend with the greatest human beings in the world, which are clearly the U.S. military and their families who, you know, volunteer to give their lives for freedom. And we share a lot of campfires. You know, there's a real openness, a real uninhibitedness around an Uncle Ted campfire. And they talk, you know, personal details and intimate details. I was with them in Kandahar and Fallujah and Kosovo and Tikrit and Taji and unnamed mountain passes in Afghanistan where we escorted flag-draped coffins home. And the sensation I get in my mind conclusively is that these guys take that oath to the Constitution to heart as seriously as anything mankind is capable of. And when they see the abuse of power and the corruption and the sheer criminality and the violation of their oath to the Constitution by their commander-in-chief, these guys just can't understand that they're giving their lives. They're watching their brothers get blown to smithereens, Alex, coming home in flag-draped coffins, and then they see the commander-in-chief, who is their boss, violating the oath that they're dying for. The frustration level is evil. It's palpable. It's like a disease, and their frustration. So my goal is to challenge everybody listening to us right now on the Alex Jones Radio Show. Get involved with a military charity. Reach out. Go to a VA home. Sit down and tell these guys that, yes, the leaders of our nation are corrupt, but we the people dearly appreciate and thank them. And we're going to use
exactly. America may have been captured at the federal level by globalists, but the real America is still here and alive. And, you know, turn their energy against fighting corruption once they get out of the military. Don't turn it against themselves. But I know it's got to be confusing. Obama is a hijacker of this country. We were talking during the break about how they're funding radical Muslims, funding al-Qaeda, and I believe letting them attack to then take our liberties. They now say the Tea Party is the main focus, not al-Qaeda. And you agreed with me. Uncle Ted, what do you think's happening with the funding of terrorists?
Again, when we look the other way, I mean, all we have to do is go back and really examine 9/11 when all the different federal agencies were warned about guys learning to fly planes but not land them, and the guys are in cells, and guys are being caught, and guys are stopped at customs and waved through, and guys are on terrorist lists, and then they're monitored, but then they're lost in the shuffle. And the agencies weren't even allowed to communicate because of the wall, the Bill Clinton law that forbid various federal agents to even share information. I mean, Alex, you just got to be kidding me. And the point is, here in 2013, that kind of anti-Americanism, that kind of manipulation still goes on with the welfare scams and the grants that go to these organizations that try to tell us that Islam suicide bombers are a religion of peace. I mean, it just is all so offensive, intellectually bankrupt, and ultimately treasonous. I use the word treasonous because it's accurate.
It is. In closing, a minute and a half left. Now they have to admit 2 billion plus bullets, billion delivered, billion more coming, roughly 12 times any previous record in a year. Now Congress is investigating. They're hopping mad. What do you think the billions of bullets and all this domestic training to go up against, well, you know, against Tea Partiers is for?
Well, I saw Jan Politano with her scam of an excuse-making, groomed, scripted response, and I don't believe the word. Is manipulating conditions to do what he can to start a civil war. I believe that he's brainwashing various agencies. But let me leave you on this note, this positive note. I'm about to go to the annual NRA convention in Houston. I hope everybody joins us in Houston for the National Rifle Association family event because we've turned up the heat. We are using our proper We the People suspicions to demand answers. And, Alex, I got to tell you, with the NRA and more people joining, Gun Owners of America, the Jews for Firearm Preservation, the Second Amendment Foundation, all the different states' gun rights organizations, I believe that we're going to smoke the these rats out, and I think we're going to get to the bottom of it, because great men like Ted Cruz and Rand Paul and some of the others out there that are demanding answers.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Ted Nugent, we're on the march. The Empire's on the run. We'll talk to you very, very soon, sir. I'll say bye to you during the break. There goes Ted Nugent. All right, your phone calls, special reports, and a ton of news coming up.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We are here live, ladies and gentlemen. And by the way, Ted Nugent has the hotline number. He wanted the hotline number. He's going to start just calling in whenever he's angry about something. So I love that. It's like the randomness of Ted Nugent, you know, calling into the show. What happened is he tried to get in yesterday at the end of the second hour and I guess couldn't get through. So he's got the hotline number now. Yeah, he called in a month or so ago on the Sunday show when he was at his ranch outside Austin listening to us on 590 AM. And, you know, Ted Nugent's getting more and more hardcore, a spirit of victory. It's infecting libertarians and conservatives. And I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, that's the spirit we need. That is the spirit we need, is a spirit of positive victory, but also outright nastiness, because the globalists are nasty in what they're doing. We need to get nasty in their faces and not care what they say about us, not care, because we know we're in the right. And I'm nice to my friends and family. I'm a very sweet person. But these globalists are funding al-Qaeda to murder Christians en masse right now in Syria. They're funding radical Muslims to attack this country. You know, off-air, Nugent was like, oh, yeah, there's no doubt they're using it to take our liberties. You know, on-air, he basically went there, but not all the way. The point is, anybody who's got a brain knows what's going on here. And the media will spin it going, Alex Jones says there's no radical Muslims, and Bush had the plunger on 9/11. That's not what I said. I said they're funding them and letting them attack us to take our liberties, and in some cases, totally staging it. Criminal networks that want to be able to take the basic liberties of this republic, and I personally have had enough of it. That's what I'm getting at. That's what I'm saying. Now, that said, I'm going to go to David Knight for about 10 minutes, and I promise your calls to the bottom of the next hour when the editor of American Free Press joins us, and that, of course, is Mark Anderson. He's taken the mantle from Jim Tucker, who does have real Bilderberg sources. I mean, I've had a camera crew with him in Istanbul covering it when he literally had to duck into shops. Even though he had really bad hips, he suddenly started jogging to hide in another shop until his source met him. And it's a big deal having him die, and Anderson did get the two sources. Pretty amazing stuff, and we believe we know where it is this year in England. I wasn't going to go to England. I was going to send some of the crew, and I've got to make that decision now. I've got to make that the next day or so. But I think I really need to go to Bilderberg this year. You know, I love to travel. I have a wanderlust. But at the same time, I don't travel a lot. I'm traveling right now, obviously, because I can just get more done at the office. I can just have five TVs on and computers everywhere and just kind of get in that zone and then handle all the other stuff that goes on at the office, like need to put light bulbs back in and carry the trash out, take care of the house and the dogs and visit my grandmother and all the other stuff and take the kids to, sports practice. But I am extremely, extremely tempted to go to Bilderberg this year. We're going to have Watson obviously covering it with his brother Steve. And I'm not sure. I don't want to give away who I'm going to send right now. But I'm definitely sending crew, obviously. Okay, that said, ladies and gentlemen, that's coming up at the bottom of the next hour. Please support the broadcast. I mean, we're in the eye of the storm. We're being attacked by Rachel Maddow, by CNN, by the New York Times, by Nightline, by Rolling Stone, just by everything, and by National Review. And they don't have National Review come after a libertarian or conservative unless they think you're really dangerous. And you know what? I am dangerous to tyranny. I mean, look, I have an organic right as a free human and to not be a slave. And the globalist mafia are stealing $85 billion a month, gutting my children's future. You're coming after my guns. You're coming after my private property. You're coming after the family. I mean, they're saying in high schools and junior highs now they're going to have men can decide to be in the women's bathroom if they want. You're like, well, big deal. That's their gender. It's all about these fake rights that don't exist versus my basic liberty being taken. It's not that I'm against people that think they're a woman or a man or whatever. I don't even care. Give me a break. It's not even in my radar screen. I could care less. I care about people. But there's articles up now where colleges are going to let you choose. I mean, I dealt at Access TV with a famous Austin transvestite who died a few years ago. They're talking about building a statue to. Going in the bathroom. Men and women, and vomiting all over the walls when they would do whatever they were doing in there. I mean, I'm talking about several transvestites cramming their way into the men's bathroom, the women's bathroom. You'd go in there to comb your hair before you went on air. There they were, and they finally got thrown out of there because of it and said it was discrimination because they were transvestites. No, it was because whatever they were injecting in there made them throw up all over the walls. I mean, imagine every week throw up all over the walls. Okay, that is, I mean, and then I had an office by this guy. The bad luck is I had an office where we would look down Turned out he lived around the block, and I would have to watch him every day in the cheerleader outfit through my office window on the air doing deals and stuff in cars and stumbling around everywhere. And then I'm not a trendy because I don't bow down. I have to go in the store. There's a grocery store next door. I'd go over there and buy dinner or whatever. It was at a sandwich rack, a cold cut sandwich shop. With crap dripping down his legs, stinking. And I'm supposed to just go, oh, you're a trendy with rotten teeth hanging out of your head and a weird bald head. You're in a dress. Here, let me bow. Here. Please. More diarrhea running down your leg. See, here's the problem with this show. I look over at one article about what they're making people do, and then it just opens up a whole can of worms. California bill allows students to pick bathrooms based on gender identity. The military is now trying to make men and women be in the same bathroom. That isn't breaking down gender barriers. That's breaking down humanity. It takes a lot as a man, when you're in the Civil Air Patrol or something, quasi-military, to sit there in a barracks next to guys. When you all get off the planes, everybody runs in. You got three guys sitting right next to you going to the bathroom. Or men I've read about in foxholes while people are shooting at you for 2 days. You can't get out of the foxhole in the Battle of Fallujah while a guy's crapping in a plastic bag. I heard a Marine tell the story. 6 inches from your face. And that's where they want to conscript our girls now. They want to bring the draft back and make them go. War is dehumanizing. And civilized cultures don't put their women in that. It's not like it's some great place you get to go. And I don't want my daughters growing up in a country where some transvestite comes walking into the thing, hopped out of their brain on drugs, vomiting and crapping all over the place. Okay? There you go. I'm sorry I said all that. I'm so sick of it. I am so sick of the anti-human, ugly garbage being forced on everybody, and I'm sick of it. It has nothing to do with disliking people for what they're into. What they do is they take the worst examples of heterosexuals, homosexuals, it doesn't matter, and then they put that out there to show us an ugly version of humanity instead of a beautiful version of reality to teach us that ugliness is good. Okay, and I'm tired of it. What's going to save us is beauty and honor and purity and strength. That's what leads civilizations out of the dark age. And we're entering a new dark age by a bunch of criminals that want us so jacked up and so screwed up and so confused and so dumbed down by this culture that we don't know evil when we see it happening. We are under a curse. Richard's sitting over there listening. Is this good radio, Richard? Just telling it like it is. I'm sorry. I got the crew. Some of the older crew has been there longer. They saw what I was talking about. We had to sit there every day and deal with it. And let me tell you, I get really sick of it sometimes. It's just, come on, man. This is all about people. I'm just so sick of it. And Ron Paul says police manhunt for suspects scarier than attack. That's in the Washington Times. We posted his article yesterday at InfoWars.com. Ron Paul, Liberty was attacked in Boston as well, and it certainly was. Now, that said, we are under unmitigated total attack. The family's under attack. Christians are under attack. And now more than ever, I want to hire more reporters. I want to hire more camera people, more video editors. We could do so much more if we have the funds. And InfoWars has to be strong. Because I'll say this. My dad's mother and dad had some money. He still put himself through dental school without any of their help. I think once when our only car broke down, they got us a new car, refused to not, sit back and not give us help. I didn't get any help starting InfoWars.com, even though my dad had some money. I, ladies and gentlemen, built this operation with your help. And now, over the years, I've got a little bit of family money and things I've gotten. I've put it into the operation. The truth is, I've run InfoWars.com some years at a deficit and put my own money into it. But the issue is, why didn't my parents help me out more? Because they knew if they helped me out, it would make me dependent, and I would never flourish. I was watching Gerald Celente host the third hour yesterday. I just sat back and watched it. He was talking about the New York Times bragging. And they do that on purpose to condition you and break your will to accept all this. There they were bragging about all these people that would give $100,000 or $75,000 to the governor in a bribe, but it's a legal bribe. They made it legal. And then how their son or daughter would get a $75,000 or $100,000 a year job, which over the time would be millions. And, they just flaunt this stuff in our face. But see, my parents didn't want me to be like that. So I built InfoWars 100% on my own. 100% on my own with your support. And that's what they're scared of. And again, my parents did that so that I would sink or swim, so that I would be somebody. They didn't want me to be a nepotist. And that's what the society's turned into. Now, we're going to go to Dave at 9 here, but I just want to, we'll have him to the end of the hour, then I promise, next hour, 30 minutes of your calls for Eric and Phil and Ron and Dr. Davis in Florida and George. We're going to get to all of you as soon as we start the next hour. The rest of this segment, the next, I'm going to have David Knight up here with us with some news updates and some more on the attack on Christians. But just listen. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Buy the books, buy the videos. Go to our seed center that has like seven different of the best company, non-GMO, non-hybrid, heirloom, open-pollinated. Plant gardens. Get involved. Become a human again. Get back into the soil. Buy the high-quality ProPure water filters with promo code WATER, 10% off. Get the new magazine that I believe goes up today. I know it, they said it was coming in last night. This will sell out quick. Three InfoWars bumper stickers inside of it. That's a powerful weapon if they're deployed correctly. So, InfoWarsStore.com, get the new May issue of the magazine. Dealing with the Boston bombing. Has the CIA crossing the finish line? In fact, guys, will you go find out if that did get delivered last night, if it is up on the store now, the new InfoWars magazine. Now, that said, David Knight, I'm going to turn this segment and the next over to you. I'll bring you in and out of the breaks, but you're hearing me break all this down. They're selling us cultural death so that we just get used to squalor and corruption and death and tyranny and evil and injustice so that we have no compass so they can overrun us. David Knight.
Absolutely, Alex. And what they're doing is they're also, as you mentioned, they're attacking the family. And no better example of this is the memos that we saw from Lieutenant Jack Rich, Lieutenant Colonel, I should say. And now we've got some information from a Mr. Michael Weinstein. He is a founder of the Military Religious Freedom Foundation. And, you know, they're portraying the American Family Association, the Family Research Council, focus on the family. They're portraying them as hate groups. And we've seen the Family Research Council actually attacked, physically attacked with a guy who wanted to shoot it up. And he was a follower of the script from the Southern Poverty Law Center. And yet those organizations have never engaged in the kind of hate speech that we see coming out of the Southern Poverty Law Center people. Listen to what this guy said. And to understand who this guy is, then the other guy was a lieutenant colonel. This guy is a consultant to the Pentagon to develop new policies on religious tolerance. And, of course, one of those policies is court-martialing military chaplains who share the gospel during spiritual counseling in the military. So listen to what he says about James Dobson. He says that he illustrates the extremist militant nature of these virulently homophobic organizations and their rhetorically charged propaganda.
I'm gonna call you guys. Okay,
let's call these ignoble actions what they are, the senseless and cowardly squallings of human monsters. And then he says we need to support and applaud Lieutenant Colonel Frank Rich, Jack Rich, who attacked the American Family Association and Family Research Council. He says we should vigorously support the continuing efforts to expose pathologically anti-gay, Islamophobic, and rabidly intolerant agitators for what they are. Die-hard enemies of the U.S. Constitution, monsters one and all, to do anything less would be to roll out a red carpet to those who would usher in a blood-drenched, draconian era of persecutions, nationalistic militarism, and superstitious theocracy. So that's what he's calling for. And one last thing I'm going to say. What he does is he goes further in his remarks to link sexual assault in the military to proselytizing in the military, to sharing the gospel with someone. He calls that spiritual rape. So I've never seen such over-the-top rhetoric, and yet this is a guy who is a consultant to the military. But the way Christians need to react to this, I think, is not to get caught up in this culture war of us versus them and piling on now that it looked like initially that Christians and constitutionalists are going to be in the crosshairs of those who are going to be blamed for the Boston bombing. And now that they're blaming Islamicists on this, we need to not just pile on and say, yeah, kill all the Muslims. Because what's happening with this is we're seeing really kind of a narrative set up on this. And these brothers may have, in fact, done it. They may have been patsies. They may have had a part in it. But they are not the lone bombers. And there was not a lone radicalizer. What we've seen coming out in the last several days, it's clear to everyone, including a pretty funny clip from George W. Bush that came out, and he actually talked about well, I think this might have been a conspiracy, and he stopped right in the middle of that word, conspiracy. And they were asking him to compare it to the 9/11 bombings. And so he said this might be another conspiracy is what he was starting to say, and he backed off on that. But the bottom line is that they're trying to, everybody knows that these guys were not acting alone. And so what's the bigger story here? And they're trying to pin this on a guy, some mysterious Misha. And so the press is saying that they found Misha. But the guy that they're fingering is actually a guy who lives in Rhode Island in a small house with his elderly parents. He doesn't have a lot of money to give these brothers new sports cars like they're reportedly driving around in. And in terms of him being a radical Islamic recruiter, his father escaped Armenia as an Armenian Christian who was under, he escaped Azerbaijan under Islamic persecution as an Armenian Christian. So they're kind of running into a dead end with that. But they also need to explain this pretty lavish lifestyle, this secular lifestyle they supposedly radical Islamic terrorists were leading. So they're coming out with a story that's everywhere today, all over the news. You
absolutely.
See the fact
and remember, it was Misha. Absolutely. And going on to break here, it was Misha that supposedly said he loved InfoWars. Well, now Misha has been interviewed by two different papers. He said he barely, once they didn't even know him or barely knew him, didn't give him any funding. This is all just complete bull. He didn't say any of that. Why would they try to write InfoWars.com into the narrative? Because I'm the one saying intelligence agencies sent the older brother to Georgia under a CIA program, and no one has challenged that, what came out in the Russian press.
Absolutely.
This is smoking gun info. They're funding and radicalizing and setting up patsies to take our liberties. That's the motive.
Sergeant Dave Scott, Army Search and Rescue veteran, wants you to hear this urgent message. All emergencies have casualties, but in America, most casualties from storms like Katrina and Sandy only happen because good people were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Don't let that happen to you. Visit yourbugoutplan.com on the web. Watch a free video presentation of the skills you need to be long gone before any disaster can touch you. You owe it to yourself and to your family to watch this. Head to yourbugoutplan.com on the web right now, yourbugoutplan.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Thank you.
Okay, folks, Alex Jones here, back live. Your call's coming up immediately at the start of the next hour. But if you look at all these articles that are out, the immigration bill gives immediate access to welfare for the illegals, and no prosecution for fake IDs. Now, I have friends that have been arrested for an expired driver's license. I know people in Austin arrested for not having their seatbelt on. That's been national news. But if you're an illegal alien, you can literally drink and drive. It's on record. You can do anything you want. If the cops do arrest you, you're let go on a $10 fine. The illegals get to come here and have their babies for free. And again, I'm not even against these people. If I was in their country, I'd do it too. The globalists are doing it to bankrupt the nation while throwing the book at citizens. I don't care if you're black, white, Hispanic, or purple, or green. This is discriminatory. Government picks winners and losers, and it's terrible. But then they use all this anger. They go, look at these terrorists. They did it when they killed one. We're going to play the clip coming up in the next hour. We do have that clip now, correct? You know, saying while they're being shot at, we didn't do it, we didn't do it. Look, if the CIA funded them, just admit it and then say they were double agents or something, or say, okay, we had a drill. But they don't want to look at any of that. And, you know, the big issue is here, they're then using all the anger over welfare to point at this and to make a big issue out of it over and over and over again. Like, oh, look, they got their money from welfare when they were getting more money than they could have gotten from welfare. Just like the supposed Aurora shooter got $30,000 a year in a DARPA funding. Now, the truth is these guys were being handled. Now, there is one chance in 100 they could have been real double agents who double crossed and bombed. But they don't fit that profile. So, bottom line, government is the author of this again to take our freedoms. David Knight, putting bookends on that.
Yeah, it's there are articles all over the web about how they got $100,000, and people are assuming that's over just 1 year. There's only one or two sources that I've seen. One of them is WCVB in Boston, television station there. They reported that that's been since 2002. In other words, that's something over a decade. So, first of all, divide that number down by 10. So, that's about $10,000. That's also for the family. That's not just for these boys. That would be the parents that were there. But what they're ignoring is J.P. Morgan got $560 million in processing welfare payments. And before I get to that, though, let me just say that one of the reasons I believe that they're doing this, publicizing this $100,000 figure, is because they have to explain all the fancy cars and the secular lifestyle that these supposedly radical Muslims were living, these Muslim terrorists that they're portraying them as. And they don't have a source that can explain that. So they're trying now to take the cumulative welfare recipient receipts for a period of 10 years and imply that they got all that money at once, because this guy that they fingered as the mysterious Misha is absolutely a dead end. I mean, even the fact that the people that supposedly fingered him are now both dead. But again, he's somebody who doesn't have any money. Even if he was a radicalizer, even if he rejects his Armenian Christian father's faith, he came here to escape persecution for being a Christian, and supposedly his son is now a radical Islamic, radicalizer. But even if you buy that, the guy doesn't have the money, so they're trying to do that. But we reported on the story about J.P. Morgan getting $560 million, and they're making money off of every food stamps transaction. And this is something that they're plugging. The Department of Agriculture is actually sending Spanish flyers to Mexico.
Oh, no, no. 15 years ago, I saw articles where California State was putting ads in Spanish-speaking papers in Mexico saying, come here, have your baby for free, and you all get on welfare. They want to bankrupt the country. And absolutely, then citizens literally do not get any of these services. So this is the goal. This is the plan. David Knight, thank you so much. You'll pop in again at the very end of the show today with a news update. We've got Mr. Anderson of American Free Press now taking over the mantle for Jim Tucker, one of the last guys to talk to Jim Tucker.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. To learn more, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. Then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention, May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And I prescribe the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, this is pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I will be there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Glidden. I'm doing the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll see you at the Youngevity Conference in May.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.